This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, Jim Burris at a WABE in Atlanta did a story for us about a new kind of crowdfunding. Georgia was one of the first states that was going to let regular investors, and not just rich people, buy directly into local businesses. It's a model called equity-based crowdfunding, and Jim's story was about an unconventional startup, a guitar company called Bohemian Guitars. Jim went back the other day to see how things worked out.
These days, you might spot a Bohemian guitar on the shelves of a mass-market music retailer, or in the hands of a big-name performer drawn by the unique sound and look. The guitar's body is a metal oil can. Just a few years ago, Sean Lee and his brother Adam ran Bohemian's office, assembly line, warehouse, all from Dad's basement. But Sean had big plans.
Initially, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do guitars and basses and ukuleles. And I quickly realized, let's get one product perfect.
A successful Kickstarter campaign pulled them from basement to big time. They now consider their guitar perfection. And Sean's dream of a bass and ukulele is becoming reality. He hopes the folks here at this Atlanta launch party will be so captivated, they'll pluck down cash and pre-order one of Bohemian's new instruments. But getting to this point meant taking a chance on an unproven concept 2 years ago. Bohemian Guitars became the poster child for equity-based crowdfunding.
We had this really great title now. We were the first company to raise funds in this manner, you know, in however many decades.
Nearly 8 decades. See, after the Great Depression, federal regulations largely prevented the non-affluent from buying equity in small local businesses. But a little-known Georgia law passed in 2011 made it possible for any state resident to invest, just like the high rollers.
There was a lot of energy and a lot of buzz that got generated from that campaign.
That's Jeff Bacarius. His Atlanta startup Spark Market was poised to raise Bohemian $200,000. It worked. But it wasn't easy.
It's a major educational effort.
Spark Market folks spend a lot of time explaining the concept and say Mom and Pop Coffee Shop Incorporated showed interest. Well, old Ma and Pa had to consider quite a bit, like redoing bylaws, choosing a return big enough to woo money out of investors' wallets, and even who gets power, like a vote on important decisions.
And this scares a lot of businesses because they think to themselves, I'm going to have 50 new investors. I already have a hard enough time, you know, managing my friends and family who are owners of the coffee shops.
Bacarius says those barriers are why Georgia's only seen about 50 or 60 equity-based crowdfunding attempts. You can count on one, maybe two hands, the number of successes. But the concept's biggest cheerleader says equity-based crowdfunding is gaining broader support.
When we were here 2 years ago, there were only 2 states in the union where you could do this.
Now, it's 28. Looking back, with ukulele in hand, Bohemian guitar Sean Lee says the exposure of launching with Spark Market made sense.
But was it the best way to raise money? Not, maybe not.
Which is why the brothers went back to regular old crowdfunding for their next phase. They're raising money one Indiegogo supporter and one ukulele at a time. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.